Many of the migrants Lauren Freyer just told us about are hoping to reach Germany, which is on track to receive up to 1 million migrants this year. They are not universally welcome. Last night in Dresden, an anti-immigration group known as Pegida marked its first anniversary with a rally, which also attracted counter-demonstrators. Nadine Lindner is a reporter with German public broadcaster Deutschlandradio. She was at last night's demonstrations and joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Germany, certainly Chancellor Merkel, has seemed welcoming to migrants. What does this anti-immigration or migrant rally mean?
Well, I think the main message of Pegida last night was that after 1 year, they want to say we are still here, we are still strong. The speakers also yesterday continued the hate campaign against asylum seekers, Muslim, and the German government. Remember the last week where there was a mock gallows carried around at the Pegida demonstration with a sign reserved for Angela Merkel. We saw clashes between Pegida supporters, counter-demonstrators, and the police. There were reporters attacked and people injured.
Talk to us a little bit about Dresden. It has a history of these sorts of demonstrations.
Many people in Eastern Germany had the kind of bad experiences after the reunification in 1990. People lost jobs. And now the economy, like 25 years after that, is better. But I think there's still that fear of economic decline. Plus, here in the east of Germany, we don't have so many foreigners living here. So people lack just the experience of how it is to live together with people that don't speak your language, that don't come from your country. Plus, that Dresden itself is a conservative town.
And the counter demonstrators, are they also from Dresden? And what was their message?
Yeah, the counter demonstrators, they came from Dresden, but they also came from other places here in Germany. And their claim yesterday was love against hate. The counter demonstrators claimed that Germany should continue to welcome refugees.
Well, the migrants certainly are not going to stop trying to make their way to Germany. So what is your sense of how big a political force this anti-immigration group will become or is becoming?
Well, for the moment, I would say Pegida is more a phenomenon in the media. It's not a political force in the sense that they are a political party, not yet. But as I perceive it, is that the hate campaign or the fear campaign might appeal to even more people here in Germany if they see that there's like no proper plan of how to handle the situation with the refugees and asylum seekers.
Reporter Nadine Lindner is with Deutschland Radio. She spoke to us from the eastern German city of Dresden. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.